This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Parents, you might think it's the sugar in your child's birthday cake that's making him hyper. Maybe you should look at what colors the frosting on that cake. A recent study links food additives to hyperactivity in kids. And so we decided to consult our medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a professor at the Yale Medical School and also a practicing pediatrician. And welcome to the program, Sid.
Thanks, Madeline. Always good to be here.
Now, this is not the first time that researchers have studied the supposed link between food additives and hyperactivity in kids, right?
Right. Actually, it's probably about the 10 zillionth time. And unfortunately, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but most of them were really not of very good quality. So whatever conclusions they came to, and they came to conclusions in both directions, but they're a little hard to interpret.
What is significant about this latest study?
Well, I think the most significant thing about this latest study is that it was actually done properly.
Oh.
They had a defined bunch of kids, some 3-year-olds and some in the 8- and 9-year-old range. The study was done in England. And they gave kids either fruit juice, which was so dark and colored you couldn't tell what was in it, or the same fruit juice with food additives that included both a common preservative that you find in lots of juices, and food colors, standard food colors.
And what were their conclusions?
Well, their conclusions were that even in a double-blinded situation where nobody knew what they were getting, that some of the children really showed hyperactivity or poor attention during the time they were getting juice that was spiked with the artificial dyes and the food preservative.
Now, these children, where the researchers saw the difference, were these children prone to hyperactivity to begin with?
No, they were not selected kids. These were just school kids in a small city in England.
Sid, tell us exactly what these additives were and where you would find them in normal food if you're just in the supermarket.
Well, these additives were 6 different food colors and one very standard and very important, actually, food preservative. You'd find them everywhere, on every shelf of the supermarket. And in fact, one of the points that they make is, how did they decide what dose to give? And the doses they gave were the ones that were calculated from what would kids get if they ate a little 2-ounce bag of sweets.
So what can you conclude as a parent, that if you feed your kid something that has these ingredients in it, your kid will become more hyperactive?
No, I certainly don't think you would want to conclude that. Some kids do respond with hyperactivity, but probably the great majority don't. And I think that that's the trouble with trying to find a single universal rule that applies to everybody.
You know, Sid, a lot of kids these days are diagnosed with ADHD and hyperactivity. Are the study authors making any claim that there is a link between that, between the rise in diagnoses of ADHD and ADD to the consumption of these food additives?
No, I don't think these authors are making that claim, and I would be skeptical of that claim only because these food additives have been in use for such a long time, and I don't think there's any more or less, for that matter, of them. This is just a guess in our diets or our children's diets these days.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician and a professor at the Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks again, Sid.
A pleasure.